Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi daf Nun Dalid, and we are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis She'ein Ma'arvin, right in the middle of the Amid. Again, yesterday we spoke about different days in the Tanaim, about Zechus and Chov, and whether you could do it without you can make an Erev without das of a person. And the Gemara had a line She'ein Ma'arvin La'adam Ela L'Daito. So the Gemara now comments, Masnisa de Rebbe Meir. So what is this going on? So Mefarshim explained that really this line of the Gemara is going on a girsa that we have in the Mishnayos. That we had a discussion yesterday. If somebody gives money to a chenveni or an achtom beforehand to be part of the Erev, are they part of it? And maybe they're part of it better with on a regular person and not the chenvani and the erev. Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, the chachamim. But the language that we have in our Gemara is notin adamav lechenvani o lenachtom. But if you look in the Mishnayos girsa, it's lechenvani u lenachtom, not with o lenachtom. Meaning you have to give to the storekeeper and to the baker as if two things. So maybe that implies, like Rabbi Meir Shita, the Gemara says, Masnisa the Rabbi Meir Amar the Erev by the Shita. Remember the Rabbi Meir we had from the Tosefta, we had this a few times already, that even if you make a Shituf, you still have to make an Erev. Right? Shlo Tishtakech Taras Erev. So maybe the Gemara says, maybe that's what's being alluded to by the fact that it says you have to give to the Chenvani and to the Nachtom. The Nachtom is the bread, and that's for the Erev Chaseros, and the Chenvani is for the wine, and that's for the Shita Mavos. So maybe that's what it sounds like, Rabbi Meir's Shita. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, and now we have a line that we had already, once or twice, the Erevin, in this Machlokas, about Erevin, about needing a Shita and a Chatzer, so, Ubatainis Sibur, and by Tainis Sibur, remember that was about Birchas Kohanim, late in the day, on a tiny seber, nag uhakol kribi meir. Right, the minag of many is the minag is like a meir. Remember, we had the different lashonos of do you tell them the minag? Right, different lashonos of what people do. And we spoke then about what's the downside? What's the downside about Erevin? What nagu says like, okay, leave them alone. They do it, so no, that's nagu. So find berchas kohanim, you could understand. But so we said then also the achronim say maybe there's an extra bracha that you would be making by an Erev Chatzeros, and that would be the, so to speak, the downside. But no, go Kirby Meir. Therefore, that is the Minog. And Rabbi Yaakov, Bashir, Rabbi Yochanan, the third one, off Megillah Esther, no, go Gol Kirby Meir. These were the three that were put together. Megillah Esther, the different days in the Mishnah and Megillah, but how much of the Megillah one has to hear in order to be Yotzei, Kriyas HaMegillah. Right? So you have to hear, we Paskin, like Kirby Meir, that is all of it. That is all of it. So we generally use Shomea Ka'ona when it comes to Megillah's Esther. Shomea Ka'ona comes to Megillah's Esther. Right? Most of us don't lay the Megillah ourselves. We are one person laying the Megillah. And then we are Yotzei. But there is a discussion in the Achronim more, but it's already rooted in the Rishonim in terms of how to understand Shomea Ka'ona. Because and it even explains a minhag. In Minog, regarding Megillah Esther, as we were talking about here, Megillah Esther. So again, one is always used to what they grow up with. So in the shul that I grew up with, you know, we say the psukim that are said out loud are, you know, that's in every shul, and Ishihudi, and Lahudim Isaora. But I did not grow up in a shul where the 10 sons of Haman were said by each person. Right? Only the Chazan said the 10 sons of Haman. And then the first time you go somewhere else and you see, like, there's this new Minog of, you know, everybody's saying the 10 sons of Haman themselves before the Chazin says the tenth of Haman. So it's really a machlokas in the Minhagim. Okay, in the Chayadim and the Ragachavar. Whether the Kehila has to say the tenth of Haman, before the Chazin. Well, what's the issue? You do say it, you don't say it. So maybe it goes to the issue of how to understand Shomea Ka'ona. Right? Shomea Ka'ona means that, somebody is saying it on my behalf. But, does that mean I just get the credit from them, or everything? They are me. They are me. I get the credit for what they're saying. If there's a right, this starts with a sort of going back a generation. The issue is with the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi came back from, or somebody came back from Italy and told the Beis Halevi that he was at a shul, a Sephardi shul, where they duchid in Chutz Laaretz, and all the Kohanim went up to the platform to duchid, and only one Kohen said Birchas Kohanim. And all the other Kohanim just stood there and were quiet and listened to one Kohen. So, and the question was, is that, that Shomea Kaona? Shomea Kaona, is that, what is, you know, acceptable? So Beis Halevi was very upset about it. He says, why? Because Shomea Kaona, does not include details of how you're supposed to say something. If you're supposed to say something, fine. But if you're supposed to say it in a certain way, like kol rum, like out loud, that's not going to transfer through Shomea Kaona. And therefore, he didn't like that the Birchas Kohanim used the Birchas Kohanim. So it'll be the same thing here. If there's a din of Neshima Achas, it's a minog, and it's not ma'akev. But if it's din of Neshima Achas, maybe, okay, somebody could say it for me. But if I have to say it in a certain way, like to say it in one breath, so maybe that would not be transferable with Shomea Kaona, and that is why where the minna came from to say it, everybody say it themselves. But the other opinion, obviously, all that everything can be transferred. You know, everything you do is transferred to me. It's ke'ilu, you are me. Different ways of looking at Shomea Kaona. It might be a form of shlichus. So that also has to do with Megillas Esther and how to say Megillas Esther. But again, the Gemara says here, the three cases where the Nagu, like Rabbi Meir, the first one is to do an Erev and a Shituf and Megillas Esther and Tainus Tzibur. We continue. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakula b'shem Rabbi Yudin Nasaya ma'arvin la'adam al-karcho. Al-karcho. What does that mean? Like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that says that an Erev Tchumin maybe has an element of Chov, but an Erev Chatzeros, Marvin Ladaito, Vishalo Ladaito, the Mishnah said, Zach Ladam Shalom Bafanav, and therefore we can make an Erev Chatzeros against somebody's will. Marvin Ladam Al Karcho. Vitni Kane, and we learned it even in the Brisa. Kofin B'nei Mavui Zelazel, La'asos Lem Lechi B'Kora. If there's somebody in the Mavui that doesn't want to contribute to pay for the Lechi and the Kora, so we force them. So just like Lechi and the Korah allows you to carry in the Mavui, and we could, you know, force people and take money from them, in order to pay for it. The physical, tikkun of the Mavui. So to this, the halachic tikkun of the Mavui, or of the Chatzer to, be able to carry in it. So one could force a Baal HaKarcho. It's part of the chiyuvim of the responsibilities of being a member of this Mavui or of this Chatzer is to, be part of it. The language of Chazal, the Rambam and the Kabbalah that quotes it here is, if somebody is generally part of it, interesting, you have to see where this comes from, and then one time he doesn't want to take part in it. I say, no, you're part of it, and, you know, you have to take part. That's the lashon of ragil. Imhaya ragil, says the Karmaneda. Imhaya ragil lehishtate fi mahem. Right? That's the language of Karmen Eda, which is based on the Rambam. If somebody is ragil to take part, so then we say that he could be forced. Again, that's part of the neighborly responsibilities of pialacha that you have to take part in the Erev. Says the Gemara, really? You could force, but Fatani didn't. We learned in Ebraisa, Harisha Amru lo la'arev. If they say to him to be ma'arev, we're going to go with the Karmen Eda's girsa on the bottom here. He has in a line. So we're going to go with the bottom. Hachi Garcina, you see the bottom of the page. Hare Amru Sha'amru La'ari Vahu Eino Mimain Ma'arvin Alav Shalola Daito. Have Mimain Ain Kofanoso. If somebody you tell them you want to be part of the Erev and he doesn't protest, so then you can do it Shalomi Daito. Mashva, that if he does protest, that you can't do it Shalomi Daito. So that bright doesn't that bright sound like you can't forcibly make somebody part of the Erev. So I'm Rabbi Yudin, Masnisa the Remeir. It must be that Braisa is Rabbi Meir Shita, who says, Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, right, Rabbi Meir, who's the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, they said that you can't. Rabbi Yehuda says that, Erev Chateres, you can, Shalomi Daito, because it is a total schus, Zachalav Shalom Afan of Ein Chavin, but according to Rabbi Meir, no, it's different. So one day is that Braisa that says you need Das is talking about Rabbi Meir. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Barbun, Tipater, Bedivri Hakol, Shahayat Stuki. Maybe it's not just Rabbi Meir, it could be everybody. But maybe the cases where your choshe is that a person is a stuki, right? And that's why he doesn't want to take part. And it's stuki, if you remember we had earlier, stuki is like a guy and he can't be part of the Erev, right? He can be socher reshus, possibly, rent out the reshus, but you can't make him part of the Erev. And therefore, maybe that's the case of, that you say you can't force him because it's not a stomach case. It's a case that your choshe is, they're called shayet stuki, maybe he was a stuki. It says the Pnei Moshe, see on the first skinny line, choshe shen anu shemahut stuki, she'ena mode be'erev. Velomahani eruvo sheyarvu balkarcho. It's not going to help him. You're going to be arvu balkarcho, but he can't take part in the Erev. So therefore, it's not going to help. I think I wanted to mention a few weeks ago when Stukim came up, I don't think I got to it that day to read the Rambam, the Pirshei Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. I don't think I got to it that time, so I'll read it now. The Stukim, as we know, the Rambam talks about this in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, based on the Pirkei Avos Rabbi Nasan, but he talks about there, as we know, that the Stukim and the Baitusim, Sadok and Baitus, were Talmidim of Antigonus and Socho. Antigonus and Socho, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, said something, and these two Talmidim misunderstood what he said. Right? He said there, if you remember, that he says, you should serve Hashem not for the reward. Not for the reward. Al tiu kavanim amasham shenas harava amanas lekabal pras ella to be avadim aman. Well, here's the question about the girsa: is it amanas shalol lekabal pras, or it's shalol amanas lekabal pras? Right? Amanas shalol lekabal pras says sounds like on condition that you're not going to get any reward. Amanas shalol lekabal pras. Shalol amanas lekabal pras. Right? Sounds like don't do it amanas to get the reward, even though there will be a reward. So the Talmidim misunderstood. They said, oh, do it on our own. We're not getting any reward. Okay, forget it. There's no Olam Haba. There's no Schar V'Onesh. And therefore, they went off. Therefore, they went off. Says the Rambam. V'hayu l'chacham hazeh shnei Talmidim. Shem ha'echad tzadok v'shem ha'esheni baitus. U'ha'asher shamuhu. Shamar davar zeh. Yatzu milfanav. V'yamara echad l'sheni. One said to the other one. Ki harav kfar bir b'perish. Sheisham lo gmuv l'onesh. I guess our Rav says that there's nothing in the future to be Ovid for. Lein sham tikva klau, lefi shalo hevinu, matarasso alav ha-shalom. They didn't understand what the Rebbe said. V'nidbru ze im ze v'kafru batorah. And it reached the level that they were kofar and they denied. Again, it says how clear a Rebbe has to be, especially when he talks about these types of inyanim. V'niskabsu laze kat, ulaze kat. Each one started a following. Chachamim korim osam stukim ubaitusim. V'kivan. So they wanted, and here's the Rambam's own pshat. V'kivan chiyef shalem l'rakezus hamonim saviv ha'emuna shehuskalahem. And it seems because it will be impossible for them to gather the masses to reject everything that they saw. Right, they the tradition. Lefisha emuna hara zo mafrita ben hamuuchadim teich ta'achid es hamafuradim. How is it possible that they would be able to convince the masses to go against what the Mesorah was? Therefore, they said you gotta show that you believe in something. You can't reject everything. And therefore, what they say? Okay, they didn't even believe in Torah Shebichsav, but they said, okay, we'll be modet. Torah Shebichsav. V'lachein chazru la'ameis es hadavar, she'enim yicholam la'chisho eitzel ha'amon. V'ilu he'izu al-kach ha'yun herogin. Klomar, Torah Shebichsav. If they would have rejected everything. V'dimo kalechan mehem be'inai si'ato, shumamin b'Torah Shebichsav, v'cholek ala kabbalah. And they made it seem like they accepted Torah Shebichsav and just rejected Torah Shebalpeh, because you always need a little bit of emes in order for something to hold. Remember, Rashi quotes that by the Meraglim. By the Meraglim, where they come back, and the Meraglim say, the land, one line that is positive, and then they go off on saying all the things that were terrible. So then that's what the Rambam says here for Tzadok Ubaitus. They had to admit, even though they rejected everything, but they wanted to get the masses. So therefore they, said a little bit that was they accepted, but that's Tzadok and Baitus, the tragedy of the splintering of traditional Judaism, one of the earlier sects that we had. Okay. Skritini now. Vatani ashocheyach velo irev. The cases where everybody made an erev and one guy didn't take part. Vatani ashocheyach velo irev. Bein shogim emezid. If one person didn't take part, hareze oser div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, that's oser. Right? Meir says, remember, you can't force somebody to be part of an erev. And person is not part of the Erev, and therefore he is Oser. Reb Yudin Omer, Mezid Oser, Shogegina Oser. Reb Yudin says, no, if he did it on purpose, he didn't take part Oser, but if it's Shogeg, he's not Oser. Why would you think Shogeg is not Oser? Because maybe you could do it for him. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Mezid Oser, why should Mezid pose a problem either? Marvin Lo Alkarcho, according to Reb Yehuda, you keep him Ariv Alkarcho. And therefore, why should it say Oser causes problems? No, just do it against his will. Right? You could do it Balkarcho. It's a schus. He's screaming, I don't want it. You can say, it's a schus halachically, tough luck. Right? So, Marvin lo balkarcho. So, Ella, why must it be that we don't allow him or the chatzir to force him? It must be we fine him. we fine him. Since he didn't take part of it, part of the Erev B'mezitz, we say Oser. So we're going to ask Rabbi Shukas, we're going to fine him, so he can't carry around on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, okay, but you can't hurt everybody because of his fault. Me'ata hu aser v'chaver mutter. So just say he would be aser to carry, but everybody else is mutter. Are you going to be fine everybody and say the Erev is not allowed because he messed up? Answer, mikivan she yachol la'arev lo irev kotsin oso. Right? You're right. Because he could have been ma'arev, we fine him. Right? We fine him. We say that that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that we're only going to fine him and not others. That's how one gear says. If you look at Chaim Kanievsky, he has a different shot of this line. He says because they could have been ma'arev with him, bal karcho, and they didn't do it right beforehand, that's why we're going to fine them also. Chaim Kanievsky says, Mikivan sheyecholin, he keeps the girsa of yecholin. La'ari v'lo irv kotzen oso. Mikivan sheyecholin la'ari mimenu bal karcho. Kedam Rabbi Yisrael ben Chakula v'lo irv mimenu af osan kotzen. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. If they would have done it and bal karcho, fine, that would have worked. But they didn't do it, so that's why they fine the whole group. So again, get different girsos whether everybody would be fined or not. Says the Gemara now. Let's get back to the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah said we've been talking about Rabbi Yehuda who says that it's a schus. If by an Erev Tchumin, it's a Chova. Why? Because if I send an Erev Tchum to one side, then I'm going to lose the distance on the other side. But an Erev Chatzeros, well, what's the matter? Just allowing me. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a Schus. So Rabbi Meir rejects that. Rabbi Meir rejects the idea of Zachin L'Adam, but less later Rabbi Meir, Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav, Ve'in Chavin Lo. Rabbi Meir rejects that principle. That can't be. Everybody agrees to the principle of Zachin L'Adam. So Mari answers, Saver Meir, less Hada Zachu. Not a Schus. It's not a Schus. Sometimes we have machlokas and meseches gittin also, whether something is a schus. Our mayor says it is not a schus to have this erev chatzeros. Why? Lo boi bar nash yel chavraya lebeise bar midaitai. Who says I want everybody in my house? Who says I'm such a social person that I want you to visit? No erev, I know nobody's coming. Right? No erev chatzeros, nobody's carrying here, nobody's visiting with their stuff. So Rameir says, who says that it's totally objectively a schus? It could be that, you know, some people would rather be alone, and therefore, it is not. Rabbi Yehuda obviously argues on that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zachal Adam. No, that, you know, just close your door and don't allow them in. Carrying it, it would still be a pilbius chus. We alluded already to it yesterday, the day before, the relationship of Zechia and Shlichus. That is a huge topic in the Rishonim. You would think it sounds like this line that would be in Chazal. Zechia mitam Shlichus, la mitam Shlichus. It's in the Rishonim, it's not in Chazal. Right, whether the relationship between Zechiah and Shlichus, there are Gemaras that give different impressions of the relationship. Right, some Gemaras sound like Pashup Shat, it's two different principles. They're very similar principles, maybe. Right, because Shlichus means I go over to you and appoint you to do something for me. Zechiah means you do it for me without my asking you. So is that basically the same thing? You're doing it, I just didn't appoint you. Zechiah is an unappointed Shliach. Is that what Zechiah is? Or does Zechiah something totally different? Right, we had recently, all right, a little discussion about a katan. Is it possible for somebody to be able to do one and not the other? That zechiah would work and not shlichus, right? Shlichus has many makoros in Chazal. What's the makor for zechiah? Is the makor for zechiah shlichus? And it's a big topic. And as I said, it's a machlokes. We've shown him, but even within each side, there's a discussion of what it means. Zechiah mitam shlichus and zechiah la mitam shlichus. Zechiah mitam shlichus, that means there's an identification between them, or is there just a parallel between them? Right? It could be very different. Right? Zechiah works like shlichus works, or zechiah is a form of shlichus. And zechiah la mitam shlichus also is a a discussion. Okay. Good. Rebab reader Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Cham bar Chanina ma'isa b'isha'achas she'er v'lechamosa below daita. One time somebody made an Erev for their mother-in-law without her das, Vasa Uvdi Kumi Rabbi Yishmael, and they came around Rabbi Yisrael, Ubikesh Lasser. And he wanted to ask her, he said, maybe Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, you can't make an Erev Shalom Midas. So he was going to paskin that way. Amar Le Rabbi Chia, Kach Shavad Mi Avicha, I heard from your father, Rabbi Yossi, Chomacha the Yachal Haka by Erevin Hakel. What do you paskin like Rabbi Meir for? I think you could paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you could make an Erev Shalom. Shlomi Daito, and that's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what we paskin. We paskin the Gmein Erev Chatzeros to somebody, Mi Daito v'Shlomi Daito, because it is a Zechus. And again, as we mentioned yesterday, also derech agav, zachin le'adam shlabafanav, everybody agrees to. The principle of zachin me'adam, which was, that lashon was made also, not in the Gemara anywhere, but how Achronim paraphrased the Ksos, right? Zachin me'adam, I could make du'as chus for you, but to take something from you, in order to do something on your behalf, that is not so pashit, that would be allowed. If you remember, that's the case of the Trumas Hadeshen, quoted in the Ramah, in Hilchas Chala, where there's a case of a Chala that is rising and has to be put into the oven, and whatever the case is, it's gotta go into the oven right now. But the Ba'alas Habayis wasn't there. Only the Mishareses was in the kitchen, and she was not told to take off Chala, so what she wanted to do was to be Mafresh Chala on behalf of the Ba'alas Habayis, and then put the Chala in. Again, it's a difficult case because you could just bid the Evan, take off Chala after it's baked. Okay, but that's bid the Evan. You want to take it off then. So that was the Shiloh. So the Truman Session says, Zachal Adam Shlo Bafanav. And therefore, no problem. I'm going to take off Chala and, you know, put it, I was never not told to take off Chala, but you can't eat this without taking off Chala. So if you put it in the oven and beautiful. And the Kso says, who am I to argue on the Trumas Hadeshen and the Ramah? But I'm sorry, I think there's a Rashba that's against this. Because why? What's Zachin? Zachal Adam Shlo Bafanav means I do something on your behalf. Beautiful. And you get something out of it. But here, I'm taking something from you to do something good for you. Even though you would have to take it also. But I'm taking challah from your dough in order to do something for you, to be misakin yours, your food. So that's zachin mei adam shalom b'fanav. It's still a schus, but it might not be exactly the same. And he has a rashba in Nedarim that he feels says this also. Again, the Ksos does not use those words of zachin mei adam shalom b'fanav. But that's how the Achronim understand this Ksos that's based on the Rashba, that might be against the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay. We get the Hadalah Perek Halon. Now we get into the eighth parak of Masechta Ze'irvin. Ketzan Mishtatfin B'Mavui. So how do you make a Shita at Mitchumen? Ketzan Mishtatfin B'Mavui. So how, we already said, how you try to get together for Shita of Mavos and Erev Chatzeros, how much food. But what about Erev Tchum? Right, so you put it outside the Tchum, the edge, so you could go further. So what do you do? Person puts down a barrel of omer harizel l'chol b'nei iri. This is for everyone in my city. L'chol mi she'ilech l'beis ha'avel or l'beis ha'mishtah. Right, for anybody who wants to go to the beis ha'avel. Interesting, on Shabbos? Going to be a shiva call on Shabbos? Beis ha'avel. Or l'beis ha'mishtah, or to the wedding feast. The wedding feast. Right, anybody who wants to go. Those are the examples given. Based on these two examples, the halacha is Erev Tchumen can only be set with Tzorach Mitzvah. Right? That's why the Mishnah gives these two examples. If I'm going to do a Mitzvah, then I can have an Erev Tchum. Otherwise, an Erev Tchum is not set. These are two Mitzvahs. What if I did it? What if I said it Shalom and Tzorach Mitzvah? What? So, it's set with Tzorach Mitzvah. Remember a few weeks ago we spoke about the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen. And the Ravid says, what kind of bracha? You set an Erev Tchumen Litzorach Mitzvah, but who said it's a mitzvah to set the Erev? The Ravid was upset at the Rambam that you make an Erev. But, Litzorach Mitzvah, what if you didn't make a Litzorach Mitzvah? Machlokas Rambam Rashba. Whether it works at all. The Rambam says it works at all. The Rambam says explicitly in Hilchas Erevin, Vav Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, right? You have to make it Litzorach Mitzvah. So this flexibility, what the mitzvah means. You haven't seen your friend in a long time. It'll give you a lot of enjoyment on Shabbos. You're running away from, attacking armies. Right, but the Eved is still an Erev. It works. You're only supposed to do it L'Shem Mitzvah, but it still works. But if you look in the Rashba is a little safer called Avodas HaKodesh. It's all about Hilchas Muksa and Tchumin. Again, you learn Masechas Beitza, you learn the safer. So here he says, in Avodas HaKodesh, Beis HaNesivos, Sharhei. So he says, Eim Arvin Al Dvar Mitzvah. Erev Shal Dvar Mitzvah, Ein Eruva Erev. No good. And then he adds, though, unless it's in Eruva Erev if you set food there, Lidvar Mitzvah, the Shalom Lidvar Mitzvah. But if you actually went there to the edge of the Tchum, even for a non-Dvar Mitzvah, then it's going to work. Because that's where you are, and that's where you establish your Tchum. So interesting, there's a difference in Halacha, according to the Rashba, between, remember we said it, whether Iker Erev is Baraglov or Iker Erev is Bapas. We had a machlokas, Tanam, Rebbeir, Behuda, I think it was, right? Whether it will be Makel on the Usher or be Makel on the Ani. So the Rashba has a halachic difference between the Raglov and Kikar, and that is, in the term, if you do it, Shalom L'Shem Mitzvah. We continue the Mishnah. Whoever accepts to be part of the Erev before Shabbos, Mutter, Mishachashecha Aser, but if it's already Shabbos and you didn't take part in the Erev Aser, Shema Arvim Mishatech Shach, you can't make an Erev after Shabbos starts. Kesem Mishtafin Betchumin V'chulu, V'lo Tanita Mizakun. Interesting, says the Gemara. There's no, remember we had in the previous parak, you have to be Zoche the Erev on behalf. You have to give it to somebody who's not your financial, you know, same person, give it to a Gadol, give it to, so you have to be Zoche it on behalf of everyone else. Here the Mishnah just says, one guy goes and puts it down. There's no schus mentioned. You don't have to be mezaket. A person could just take their own barrel of wine and put it down to the edge of the schum and say, this is it for the Bnei Iri. V'lo tanita mezakun. V'lo lo tanita mezakun. Why? Two answers. Shmuel amar tamon tanita mezakun sorach lezakos. Over there, by sheet of an Erev Chatzeros, it's needed. From hacha to lo tanita mezakun in sorach lezakos. You're right. It's not needed. No, it doesn't say it because it's not needed. Shmuel says. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the opposite. Kolei chumrin bedaver, it's a kavachomer. Ma inun, you know why he doesn't say it? Because it's obvious that it is needed. Ma inun tamon she eruv echatzeros bidevrayim. Adam or mezakin, eruv echatzeros from the previous parak, that's totally drabanan. And there you have to be mezake, eruv echatzeros midvar Torah, lo kol shekim. Eruv tchumin is midvar Torah. What does midvar Torah mean? Most Rishonim say that eruv tchumin is drabanan. Maybe there is some tchum is daraisa. Maybe yud beis mil. His daraisa, maybe there's a remez in the pasuk for it, al yetzei ish b'mkomo, but it's something connected to the Torah more, and therefore the Gemara says, if you have to be mezakeh, but Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to be mezakeh by the others, kol shekein, you have to be mezakeh here. You might say that it's just a difference, it might work differently. Right? Usually you have a kavachomer, you have this requirement. What would Shmuel say back? Shmuel might say back, even if that's true, it's just a different mechanism. So that's why you don't need mezocheh, it's not just a kavachomer. Okay. The Gemara says, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether by an Erev Tchumen, you have to be Mezake on behalf of others. So, Asya de Rav, Kor Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara as Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that it is needed. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Kedei Lasos Kol Roshiyos Ka'achas. What is this going on? So, according to some of the Mefarshim, Chaim Kineski and others, this is explaining why you might need to be Zoche. This is explaining, the first opinion, you might need to be Zoche for Erev Chatzir, Sashit the Mavos, because what do you need to do there? You have to make everybody one big happy family. So there, you have to be zoch and on behalf of them. Here, it's just moving your tchum. You don't have to be united. And therefore, that's why possibly it is not needed. The schus, like we just said, it's just a different mechanism. That's how Rav Chaim Gadievsky explains. But over there, Erev Chatzeros, Shebinon Lasos, Kol Rishios Ka'achas, Shetzorachshi, Koned Dira, Bebeis Chavero. We all have to be living in the same house. Okay, then you have to do something on behalf of your friend. Avagabe Eruve Tchumin, Intzorach Liknos Rishios Acherim, Sagi Shem Somech Azeh Apas, V'chashev Sheshoviz Malkan Pito. Period. Okay, Kamu Shiro. What's the minimum shear for an Erev Tchum? Mazon Sheisudas Kolachad Ve'echad. So enough for two meals. Enough for two meals. We call echad ve'echad. And what type of meals? Mizona l'chol avolo Shabbos divrei Meir. Meir says a weekday meal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer l'Shabbos v'lochol a Shabbos meal, right? And the Mishnah says ve'elu miskavna l'chol. They both have kavanah to be mekel. Because the question is, when is your meal smaller? Maybe your meal is smaller on weekday, okay? Because you don't have onik Shabbos. Maybe your meal is small, bigger, smaller on Shabbos because you have so much challah. The rest of your meal is smaller, right? So then different, or your challah is smaller on Shabbos because you have a lot of other food, or your challah is smaller on weekday, as we'll see, because you eat bread with whatever food you have. If you have less food during the week, you can eat less bread with that. Okay, we'll see. So that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, mi kikar bepundion, right? What you have to leave is a loaf bought with a pundion, me'ar bas in besela. When four sa'ah of grain go for a sela. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mishtei yados lakikar, two-thirds of a kikar, mishalosh lakav, when you could buy three kikars for a kav. Chetzia, the beis hamenuga, the Mishnah just adds, by the way, half of one of these kikars is the shear for beis hamenuga, walking into a sarah's house. A person becomes tamei right away. His clothing only becomes tamei if he stays in the house long enough, to eat a little bread. How much bread? Half of one of these loaves. Chetzi lebeis ha-menuga. And v'chati chetzi k'dei lifts lo sakviya. And to eat a quarter of it lifts lo sakviya. Mida oraisa, food that's tamei cannot make a person tamei. But chazal what goes there, mida rabbanan, if you eat tamei food, you'll become a sheni. So therefore, you can't touch truma. How much do you have to eat of the tamei food? So a quarter of a loaf of this size, k'dei lifts sol es ha-gviya. Good. And then the Gemara says, just adds on and says what I just said outside. Reb Meir Omer Becholah Delesle Malochal. Reb Meir says on a weekday we have less, you don't have much to eat. Huacha Pita Tivched. So you eat less bread because bread is always eaten with whatever else you have to eat. So if you have less food, you have less bread. Bishop said the Isle Malochal Locha Pita Zagin. On Shabbos you have a lot of food, so then you're gonna eat a lot of bread with that food. Reb Yehuda Omer No Becholah Delesle Malochal Olocha Pita Zagin. Reb Yehuda says the opposite. On a weekday you have no food, so you eat a lot of bread. But that's what the only thing that there is. Bishov said, this lema lochal, ochapita tzivcha. But on Shabbos, we have plenty else to eat, so you eat less bread. So either way, the both shitas are telling us lakula. Maybe we'll talk about oneg Shabbos a little bit and eating on Shabbos. That's the beginning of next year. Okay, we'll stop here. Sure.